This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado is stepping in with state funds to ensure food assistance for women and children continues during the federal government shutdown. The state legislature's budget committee approved an emergency request this week from Governor Polis to fund what's commonly known as WIC, the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children. The program ran out of federal funding September 30th and won't receive more until Congress agrees on a spending plan. It'll cost Colorado nearly $8 million to cover benefits for up to a month. Polis says the state cannot replace federal support long term and urged Congress to end the shutdown. And Governor Polis received his fall vaccines this week. He's encouraging Coloradans to do the same. Here's CPR's John Daly.
At a Safeway pharmacy in Denver's Capitol Hill neighborhood, the governor got both a flu and a coronavirus shot.
See how easy that was?
Easy, quick, effective. I mean, you know, as somebody who spends a lot of time with people, it's important for me to have that level of protection that the COVID vaccine will give me to both reduce the likelihood of infection and also reduce the severity of the infection.
Anyone ages 6 months and older can get an annual flu vaccine and an updated 2025-2026 COVID-19 vaccine. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And in Colorado Springs, this Sunday is your last chance of the year to experience Garden of the Gods without the distraction of motorized vehicles. It's called Motorless Morning, and from 5 a.m. until noon, no cars, trucks, buses, or other motorized vehicles will be allowed inside the park. E-bikes are allowed, and accessible shuttles will be available. This is CPR News and KRCC.